I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Muslim Lady. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. Well, we have heard about the events of Karbala and women who had played important role in it. But there's a question that were there women before the moment of Karbala? Were there women during the Karbala? We know that. But were there women post-Karbala and what was their role? We got to talk about all that in our studio with Siddiqa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And thank you for having me today. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Siddiqa. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation. A very warm welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so we had been discussing about the role of women post-Karbala. And Siddiqa, as you said, there were so many women who played their role, be that before Karbala, in Karbala, and post-Karbala. You highlighted women about whom there's not much written in the history. But thank you so much. You told us about their roles, the indirect support. And there's Lady Zainab, salamu alayha. You said in previous session that her role is so extensive, so I told you let's discuss that in another session. So yes, I would want you to start with that.
Yes, Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam, there are books written about her. And one of the books that I have read and sort of my information in this session is from that particular book, is written by an author, Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Kazim Qazwini. He is actually buried in Karbala. Now, he's written his book about Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam in Arabic, but roughly translates to Hazrat Zainab from cradle to grave. It's a whole history about her life, and he focuses extensively on what her role was.
Okay.
You know, Hazrat Zainab's life is not known much to the common people,
yeah.
Right? Because we only recognize her as someone in Karbala. But what people know less is that when she was in Kufa with her father,
yeah.
Imam Ali alayhi salam was the caliph of the time, and his seat of caliphate was moved to Kufa,
mm-hmm.
She used to give tafsir classes in Kufa. She used to invite the women to the house and educate them on the Quran.
As Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says about her, she's an alima without a mu'allim. She's a teacher without...
Who has not been formally taught.
Yeah.
But her knowledge is from divine guidance.
True.
So when she's giving a Quran tafsir classes, we can be definitely sure that she has been given her education from the source itself.
True.
From the source of all knowledge. And this indicates the spiritual level that she had. And over here, I'd like to put in a small point. Ayatollah Langroudi, people don't know him, but he was a very, very great scholar in his own time. He's passed away. Ayatollah Langroudi, in one of his lectures, he had a series of lectures he had delivered in Farsi, in Qom, I believe. I had heard those lectures quite some time back, and he says every child born from Imam Ali and Hazrat Fatima had the ability to become an imam.
Okay.
And therefore Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein were both imams. Hazrat Zainab had that spiritual status that could allow her to access divine knowledge,
yeah.
Which she then used to spread the message in different places.
True.
And we'll see later on how she did it. So Hazrat Zainab in Kufa has classes. Now Imam Ali has been killed, martyred. She's back in Medina with her brothers.
Yeah.
Imam Hassan dies. Imam Hussein is there. Imam Hussein is now leaving Medina. She goes with him. He's in Mecca. They go to Mecca, then they head towards Kufa.
Yeah.
When they're leaving Mecca, now she's married to her cousin. Her cousin brings their two sons to accompany Imam Hussein and help him, On and Muhammad.
Okay.
Now we know the two sons of Imam Hussein, the two sons of Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam,
yeah.
Accompany Imam Hussein. And she gives up these two children on the day of Ashura in the way of Imam Hussein. She sends them both to the battle to fight for Imam Hussein. Both of them are killed.
Both the sons who are young, On and Muhammad, get killed in the way of Islam,
yes.
Supporting Imam Hussein and Islam. I'll discuss more on that with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Muslim Lady. I'm with Sadiqa and we're discussing about the role of Lady Zainab Salamu Alaiha in Karbala. Yes.
Now, obviously, her actual role in the movement starts once Imam Hussein has been martyred. Imam Hussein, before he leaves for the battle, he gives her his will to protect the Imam, to protect the children. Whenever they would try and whip the children, she would put herself in the firing line to comply with the will of Imam Hussein of protecting the children.
All right.
Now they move towards Kufa. In Kufa, she's kept outside. The people surround them. And she looks at the people of Kufa. These are the same people who invited Imam Hussein. And now they're weeping, seeing the family of the Prophet in this degraded state. At that point, she wants to give a sermon. Now, there's a lot of noise in the bazaar. She wants to give a sermon. So she says one word, stop. And it seems that she has this wilayat taqwini, this power in her, that everything would stop at her command. It is said that the bells on the camels stopped in the midst.
All right.
The breaths stopped. Mm-hmm. That means she had control over everything around her. The spiritual status that she had allowed her to control the events around her, the environment around her, such that the bells of the camels stopped, the breaths of the people stopped, and everyone kept quiet. And then she starts her sermon. Her sermon has been translated into English. It is available in this book, Nafasul Mahmum, which was written by Sheikh Abbas Qummi, but it has been translated into English.
Yeah.
Easily available on Google. Just Google Nafasul Mahmum and you can easily access it. It's a very detailed sermon where she starts to highlight to people of Kufa what they did and how they betrayed. And she mentions it. You didn't only betray my brother. You have a history of betrayal.
All right.
You betrayed my father. You betrayed my brother, now you betrayed Imam Hussein. And your betrayal this time has had consequences that have led to the son of the messenger being murdered with his companions and then his women degraded. And yet you cry over here, weep, because you deserve to weep.
All right.
And this, and it's a very lengthy sermon. I think if translated into English, it comes to about 3-4 pages.
Yeah.
And I would recommend a lot of people, obviously we cannot discuss 3-4 pages in the span of a few minutes.
True. Yeah.
But those who do have the chance, Google the sermon and you will see how she compliments her mother's sermon in Medina.
I had written a poem about her, but since you referred to the sermon, I would read the line I wrote regarding this sermon. Zainab is truly Zainab, the one who glorifies her father, who split apart the chests of Kufa, her sermons reflecting the tone of Ali, to rekindle 1,000 withered and dead hearts, many.
MashaAllah.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Muslim Lady, and we're talking about the role of Lady Zainab Salamu Alaiha. Before the break, I mentioned a few lines in my poem. Now, there are a few more lines when she was in the court of Yazid. Before I ask you what she did over there, I would like to read these lines.
Please.
Zainab is truly Zainab, for she manifested the courage of Ali, won wars of pride without a battle, calling captors as her freed captives, breaking Yazid's Khaybar in one strong jolt, as Ali broke Khaybar in one strong jolt. Yes, Sadiqa.
MashaAllah, that was amazing poem. But yes, after Kufa, Kufa was where Ibn Ziyad was seated. He was the minister. He was that the one appointed by Yazid to rule over Kufa. Ibn Ziyad now sends the women to Yazid in Sham, which is today known as Damascus. Hazrat Zainab and the women, you know, they head towards Damascus. On the way, they lose a few children. She would stop the caravan, go collect the children. You know, it is said through this whole journey, she had become so weak because the Yazid's army would give them very little food to survive with. One piece of bread a day with a bit of water. But because the children were so hungry, she would forego her food for 2-3 days and let the children eat her food. And this is how she continuously looked after them. Now they reach Yazid's court. In Yazid's court, first Yazid had one of his friends, who was not a Muslim actually, he's seated next to him. Now with them, with Hazrat Zainab was Fatima Sughra, who we mentioned before.
Yeah.
Daughter of Imam Hussein was very beautiful. It is said that that man told Yazid, give her to me. He thought they're captives. So he said, give her to me as a slave. Yazid is going to give. Fatima gets very scared. She goes to Hazrat Zainab. She sticks onto her. She clings onto her. She's like, I don't want to be taken in slavery. Now Hazrat Zainab, through the knowledge that she had and the fact that Imam Hussein had also told her, you will never see degradation. You're never going to be degraded. Whatever they do to you, your honor is always going to remain intact. She tells Yazid, by Allah, you do not have the courage to do this. He says, I will do it. He says, no, you will not do it. And she says a few words to him. He feels ashamed. He keeps quiet. That man who's sitting next to Yazid, he repeats his request. I want this daughter as a slave. Okay. Yazid tells him, go die. I'm not going to give her to you. Because he's embarrassed by what Hazrat Zainab says. Over here, she plays the role of protecting the children of Imam Hussein from being taken into slavery.
Yeah.
And she relies on her divine knowledge and also the fact that Imam Hussein has told her, your honor is never going to be lost. Then we see they try to kill Imam Sajjad. And again, she says, if you try to touch him, you're going to have to go past me first. And again, over here, she delivers a sermon. According to the author I mentioned first, Sayyid Muhammad Kadhim Ghazwini, he mentions a very interesting fact. He says, Imam Sajjad, we don't hear too much from him. And the reason Hazrat Zainab kept on giving the sermons, still Yazid's court everywhere while Imam Sajjad was quiet, so she could keep him safe until they reach Yazid's court and where Imam Sajjad is now able to fully open up. And then he can give his sermon, which then leads to the people understanding the reality of Yazid. Therefore, her role in protecting the Imam, the Bani Hashim, the people of Imam Hussein, leads to a place where Imam Sajjad is now able to openly discuss what happened.
And make people realize what was the reality, who were being told lies over lies, that who they are, they're against Islam, they have left Islam, and all those fake stories. Now the realities come in. That's it. That's how women can play important roles. Inshallah, I'll discuss more about the role of women with you in coming sessions. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the love one?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return.
The The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.